Fighters, it's time for Monday Mojo, your kick in the tail to help you attack the week and move one step closer to your goals. We're in and out of here in less than 5 minutes. Let's go. Fighters, I'm going to kick this week off, this last Monday of October of 2021, that this is coming out. And I want to talk a little bit for a couple minutes about why 50% gross profit makes sense. Now, I've been beating this drum for a long time, but there's still some of you that have not totally committed to this. And I just want to speak to you today. And I want to speak to those of you that have committed, and you might be doubting yourself from time to time, because the guys, too many contractors are pricing their work with the going rate. And when everyone prices the work with the going rate and nobody's making any money, it doesn't make any sense for everybody to price the work with the going rate. Hopefully you followed me on that. But here's the deal. Contractor gross profit. This is how it's summed up. All right. You land a $10,000 job. That's what you sell it for. You spend $5,000 to do the work. You got $5,000 left. That $5,000 or whatever you have left is your gross profit. And in this case, it's $5,000, which is half of what we sold the job for. That's 50%. So guys, this is what's left after you produce the work, pay the guys their hourly wages, work comp, you pay for materials, blah, blah, blah. What's left over is called gross profit. What you spent to do the job is called cost of goods sold. All right. A higher gross profit makes everything in the business, everything else in the business easier. I promise you. Okay. So I want to give you five quick reasons that 50% or better makes sense. Number one, it's low hanging fruit. And 50% is the fastest way for you to get out of the financial gutter and make more money. Guys, this is low-hanging fruit. If you've been struggling with money in your business, look first to your gross profit and amp that shit up. And you only amp it up but one of two ways, or a combination of both. You raise your prices, or you cut what it costs to, or reduce what it costs you to produce the work by being more efficient. It's usually a combination of both. Second thing, guys, it's right. It's right to get 50% or better, and you're fucking worth it. All right? Think of all the sacrifices you make, the late nights, the risks that you take, missing family dinners, whatever it might be, out there busting your ass, laying in traffic for your clients to deliver an amazing product to them, all right? Only for you to walk away with nothing to show for it. That's bullshit, okay? It's right. It is right, and it's fair. It's fair to you, and it's fair to your clients, because you ain't any good to your clients and warranty honoring warranties and all that other shit if you're out of business. Third reason that 50% makes sense: you need less work to make more money. Okay. You need less leads, less number of jobs, and all that other shit to recover, you know, or to pay for your bills and make money. All right. So I don't know about you. I'd rather have less jobs at the right price and have more money. Okay. Fourth reason, guys, it pays your overhead. Higher gross profit. When you have higher amounts left over from the sale price of a job, it's easier to recover your overhead. Okay, like your salary, your truck payments, rent for the office, marketing, all those things, that, you know, your office manager, all the shit, debt payments, all the shit that needs to be paid, even if you don't have any jobs coming in that month, you still got to pay those fucking bills, and it's easier when you have a higher gross profit. Fifth reason, and then I'm going to get out of here, is you can give a better experience. Listen, when you have the right price and you're selling your work at the right price, you don't have to run from job to job to job to job to keep collecting money, because like I said earlier, you need less jobs to make more money. And when you have that money coming in, you can slow things down a bit. You could go the extra mile for customers, and it doesn't break the bank. They have a better experience, and in turn, they're telling people about that experience, and they're referring you to people that are going to respect that experience. So guys, stop settling for anything less than at least a 50% gross profit. Stop stealing from your family. I'm out. Fighters, I appreciate you hanging out with me today as you kick your week off. Go do something great. All right. Don't let anyone, anything get in your way, and don't be anyone or anything's little bitch. This is your week. And if you're going to win the week, you need to win today. You win today, you create momentum, and then you win Tuesday, and then you win Wednesday, and so on. You all know how it works, but it starts right now. You got to come out of the gate hard. Like I said, I appreciate you hanging out here today. If you want to connect with me more, and see and get some other great content that we have going out there, I want to encourage you to head to Instagram and follow me at Real Tom Reber. I'd appreciate that. You guys rock. I got to roll. We'll see you next Monday.